Chapter 2. Just another research facility outside Phoenix. In the United States of 2003, the days of breezing into an airport 30 minutes before departure were over. My flight to Phoenix was scheduled to leave at 10:15 a.m. 7 in the morning found me already arriving at the airport. This was a Saturday, only a few days after New Year's Day, and even 16 months after the horror of 9/11, security at Las Vegas's McCarran Airport was very tight. In the terminal, frustrated people queued up in long lines. Open your luggage, empty your carry-on, take off your belt, take off your shoes, lift up your arms, step over there. It took me 2 hours to get through check-in and the various security procedures. This put me at the Southwest Airlines gate an hour before the departure time for my flight to Phoenix. Young National Guardsmen were everywhere with combat boots and M16s. Flying has never bothered me. For 6 years during the 1990s, I worked as a flight paramedic for a large emergency helicopter service based out of the Methodist Medical Center in the Oak Cliff area of Dallas, Texas. That's where the movie theater is, where Lee Harvey Oswald hid out after shooting JFK. It's also the hometown of my favorite guitarist, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Eventually, I became flight program director for another Dallas helicopter service. I have responded to hundreds of calls as a helicopter paramedic, maybe 1,000. I was the chief flight paramedic at Waco, Texas, called in by the ATF to chopper out injured agents during the Branch Davidian siege. I've had my share of bumpy rides. And flying Southwest was far safer than riding my Harley down half the streets in North Vegas. Still, I was anxious. Forget about the German shepherds and teenage guardsmen with automatic weapons inside the airport. I was nervous before I even left home. I'm not real good at job interviews. I can take charge of a bloody accident scene with body parts strewn across a freeway, but put me in a chair and start asking me about my accomplishments and hobbies, and I start stuttering and sweating. The cold temperature sciences may very well be a lively and exciting field to be a part of.